That was The Runaways, of course. Wait For Me, that's off of their second album, Waiting For The Night, from 77. And that whole album is much more metal than the first album. I really like the second album. And the first album's great, too. Before that, Mama Lion, featuring Lynn Carey on vocals. She gave us, or they gave us, Wildcat, off of Preserve Wildlife, from 72. Also from 72, Takeshi Taruchi and Chidori, or The Plover, as it says on my CD. That's off of his album Rashomon, which came out in 72. Takeshi Taruchi was sort of the Dick Dale of Japan. And, you know, the whole, like, Ventures surf guitar thing was really big for a very brief period. And Takeshi Taruchi never really changed. He stuck with it. He kept recording that kind of stuff. And man, what a great guitar player. Awesome stuff. Before that, Horse Lips on vinyl with Time to Kill. That's off The Tame, from 73. And we started that set off Way Back When with Cathargo from Germany. There's a Cathargo also from Hungary, but we heard the Cathargo from Germany with Lamento Juvenile, which they have in parentheses, Start to Fight. Two parentheses in a row. That's off of Second Step. As I said, from 74, that was on vinyl. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name's Mike Conway. We're going to keep going. Let's see. This next guy had a number of hits as one of the biggest British invasion bands to follow the Beatles. And then he sort of broke that band up and then formed a new band and then broke that one up and then formed a new band, but kept, you know, sort of reusing the original band's name. And in 1968, he, I don't know where he got the funding, but he did a double album, which critics pretty much panned. I personally like it because I'm a fan of this man. And as I will say many times, dig it and dig it deep.
When you were a young girl, did you have a rat doll? The only doll you ever owned. You can treat me the way you used to treat that rag doll, but hurry up, cause I'm getting old. And I get older, baby, day by day. And it gets stronger, baby, let me say. And it goes deeper, baby, than you'll ever know. Stand back, baby, and watch my love grow. And always followed you around. And you can treat me the way you used to treat that puppy, baby. I swear I'll never put you down, no, I won't. And I get thankful, baby, in every way. And it gets less painful, baby, let me say. And I'm gonna we'll be right back. Shoot. Shoot. I'm out of here.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Thank you.
That was $5 Shoes. Yes, $5 Shoes with Mitzi off of $5 Shoes from 72. Those guys were from the U.S. And what can I tell you? The drummer for that band wrote More for the Andrea True Connection. So there you go. Oh, and the guitarist played with both Wilson Pickett and Klaus Nomi. I kid you not. Before $5 Shoes, Ray Owens Moon. Not Moon, Ray Owens Moon. We heard Mississippi Woman. That's off of Ray Owens Moon from 71. Ray Owen was one of the vocalists for Juicy Lucy. Prior to that, Wes Bruce and Lang on vinyl, Shake My Thing off of Why Don't Ya from 72. Mott the Hoople with the greatest cover of You Really Got Me, I'm Sorry Van Halen. That is off of Mott the Hoople from 69. That was also on vinyl. Buffalo gave us I'm Coming On off of Only Want You for Your Body from 74. Band of Light gave us Spaces of Time off of Total Union from 73. That was the sort of slow bluesy thingy. Before that, Status Quo on vinyl, Something's Going On in My Head off of Dog of Two Heads from 72. And we started that set off way back when with Eric Burdon and the Animals and their cover of River Deep Mountain High off of Love Is, the two record set from 68. I have it on vinyl. It's even autographed by the man himself. And I don't think he has any recollection of the music from that era. I asked him about, you know, some of the stuff from the, he's like, I really don't remember. rock and roll. Well, that brings us to the end of this edition of Classic Rock Mine. I'm going to go out with another long cut, making way for Bubbles in the Think Tank at 11. We are going down Argentine Way. This is a band called Almendra, which was started by a guitarist by the name of Luis Spinetta, who was very influential in the development of rock in Argentina. And this is off of Almendra 2. This is Agnus Dei. I will be back next week. Visit the Classic Rock Mind Facebook page in the meantime, and stay tuned for Bubbles in the Think Tank. Bye!
Fue al suelo. Estos problemas son los que rayan a mamá, que acude a socorrer. No.
Oh, COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.